Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
You're welcome. I'm bringing you the celebrity trash. That's our sponsor. Green Day.
I'm bringing you the celebrity trash.
Yes.
It's brought to you
brought
by
to you
Sarah.
By me.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. Green Day. Ever since they gave us American Idiot during the Bush administration, people sort of expected this next record to be about Trump. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, man, this is a dance record. We just want Green Day to be dancey.
Okay.
Can you play us don't we have like one song from this or maybe two songs?
From
this new record called Father of All Mother Effers.
Oh. Hold on. I'll be back.
And people saw the title and went, oh, that's got to be. No. They say, no. Mike Dirnt says, it's just not where we're at right now. American Idiot still says everything that needs to be said today. So we're at a place where we want to play with our influences. Billy Joe said, the thing with Trump, all of it for us seemed too obvious. There's so much toxic stuff in the ether right now. I didn't want to write songs that would contribute to that. I think this whole record, the point was to make Green Day more danceable.
I like it.
Yeah. Let's see if it's music you can dance to. What was the name of that first song we heard?
It's called Father of All, but, you know, I can't find it in my library right now. Let me check.
Oh, I wonder if it's too explicit. It's possible.
Yes.
Although they're not generally ones who try to make it hard to play on the radio.
Well, yeah, but it's called Father of All Mother Bleepers.
Yeah. Maybe so, they say bleepers in it.
I bet they don't.
Father of All Mother Fathers.
Right. Anyway.
No, we got nothing. So anyway, there you go. Green Day's new album.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah. It's nice.
I mean, the...
Let's have a dance party, you guys. Yeah, the world's going to S around our ears. I mean, F it. You know what you do when that happens? You dance, dance, dance.
I do feel like there's plenty of anti-Trump stuff out there, especially from the entertainment industry, that I do find myself... Like, I don't watch the nighttime shows with all of their anti-Trump stuff. Yeah. I find myself going, okay, it's the easiest joke. Like, can we just have something else? Colbert's made his whole...
I have to say, I hardly ever watch any of the late night shows anymore.
Right.
I'm just like... You know what I don't want to be reminded of? That. You know what I want to do? Because, I mean, goddamn, we are just assaulted with news all day long. And you know what I want to do at night? Watch Runaways, the stupidest show on earth, on Marvel, on Hulu at night. It's brainless. I love it.
Right.
Oh, that's... Well, there's no mention of Trump in that. Let's watch that. And there's no mention of anyone in that. Nobody. It's made up. One girl can mentally control a dinosaur. That's what that show's about.
There's a dinosaur?
Yeah.
All right.
You know? How much further away from the State of the Union can you get? I want to say I was reading an interview with these guys, and the interviewer goes, so 10 songs in 26 minutes, huh? And they're like, yeah, it's just, you know. They're all like between a minute and 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's punk rock.
There it is.
All the albums used to be short.
It's a 10-song album, less than half an hour long. It's fantastic.
I was actually hearing Billy Joe, and I do disagree with him on this, but he was like, if you can't say it in 3 minutes, I don't want to hear it.
Mm. Well, that's just a short attention span problem, Billy Joe.
No, I don't disagree with him that I like a short, you know,
sure,
burst of
me
music,
in the face, right.
But I also, listen, I'll settle in and listen to a Rush 7-minute song anytime.
Oh, you are not wrong about that.
So I'm good with that.
Yeah. Pink Floyd Dogs.
Right.
The thing is like 20 minutes long.
It doesn't even end. It's just one. That whole album is just animal. What is it? Animals?
Yeah.
Is just one.
It ends. The songs, there's a spot in between.
Barely.
But there's, there's Pigs on the Wing. I think there's Sheep.
Right.
And Dogs. I love that Dogs tune. That's the most genius piece.
See, listened to that album a million times and could never name which song is which or which one ends and when the next
one
begins.
Well, the reason I know which one Dogs is, well, there's only 4 songs on the record.
Right.
But the he barks the guitar, like, using his pick, scraping it on the thing. And plus, also, everything about that song is amazing. And I think it's 17 minutes long. You looking
probably
up Dogs, Pink Floyd Dogs, you're not. You're not even listening.
No, I had this one.
Oh.
That one
this
was the head up.
Pigs on the wing.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, dogs. You want dogs?
It's okay. You don't have to.
I can get it for you.
Listen, what it's not like there's a hook. There's,
is there a
it's
part
17
you want?
Minutes.
It is 17.
I'll say 3/4 of the way through when everything gets real quiet and he's barking the dog on the. Just try it. Just all drop right. in 3/4.
Me and my friend Danny, we lived in Del Mar at the time. I was 18. We took LSD and listened to this all night long.
Yeah.
And stared at a fish tank.
Well, what could be more perfect?
I can't tell you. Like, looking back, I just think we sat there for 12, like the whole night.
Dude, you had a religious experience.
Putting it back on, starting it over, and then staring at this fish tank.
Crank this up. Oh, yeah. It's perfect. This is so perfect. I'm a little bit confused. It's smelling imperfect. It's so beautiful. Oh my god. Oh my god. That was perfect. I mean, we all agree that guy was tripping, the double rainbow guy, right?
Oh yeah.
There's no question.
Yeah. I mean, it had to be. He's so moved by it.
At the very least, he's on medicinal mushrooms, but I'm guessing it's probably even more than that.
Yeah, he has to be in an altered state. I mean, although I guess, you know, there's people out there who are so open to their emotions and the world that they would see that and actually start crying. What does it mean? Oh, so good. Oh my god, when I get home today, I'm going to do what you just did to John. He'll laugh. He loves that double rainbow guy. He listens to that song.
Oh, the rainbow.
Yeah, the double rainbow song. And we just laugh. But he just loves it, and I'll put it over dogs, and it'll be perfect. What do you think, Vin? That's
well,
their singer,
since I don't
Jeff
buy
Gutt.
Music anymore, I guess I may listen to it at some point.
Why wouldn't you? You have it.
Right, but...
it's right there in your collection.
As a Stone Temple Pilots fan, I can say that I can't even say it that way. I really liked the album they did with Chester.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not into this.
Yeah. Well, truthfully, until he started singing, it sounded like, you know, okay, we're strolling down the street in Italy and we're going to stop here at this little cafe and get a quick cappuccino.
But, you know, Scott Weiland, for all his problems, was a really good musician.
He was an artist.
Right.
Speaking of people we've lost, at 103 years old, Kirk Douglas has passed away, in case you somehow missed that this morning. Renowned actor, father of Michael Douglas, huge career, more than 60 years. He passed yesterday. His health had been in decline. He's 103 years old.
Right.
In 91, he survived a helicopter crash. In 96, he suffered a stroke. He did recover more than they thought he was going to from that. I mean, I don't know if he could walk. I only ever saw him in a wheelchair after that. But it's possible.
Maybe I want to say that he came out at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
After the stroke, and it was hard to understand him, and
wasn't he with Catherine Zeta and Jones?
I don't remember all of it. I just know that's the last time I saw him do anything.
He was solo on that. Well, they honored him that year with like an honorary career Oscar, even though he'd been nominated a few times. Mm-hmm. And they're saying here, April 2019, he was camping in his grandson's backyard. He loved his family, and he just, you know, mm-hmm. was playing with the kids. He had great-grandsons, too. Great-grandkids. Michael Douglas had made a beautiful statement this morning. I read it earlier. He basically said, to me, my brothers Joel and Peter, he was just dad. To Catherine, a wonderful father-in-law. To his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, their loving grandfather. And to his wife, Anne, a wonderful husband. Kirk he started in a few minor Broadway productions in the 40s. Then he became an enlisted man in the U.S. Navy. In 41, returned to the theater, but then started making movies. They say his biggest role is Spartacus. And gave he gave here it is he gave on-screen credit to blacklisted screenwriter Dalton Trumbo. His move started the dissolution of the infamous blacklisting policies that had begun near the whole communist thing. He was nominated for 3 Oscars. He acted alongside John Wayne in 3 films. Once with Arnold Schwarzenegger in a movie in 79. Farrah Fawcett in a sci-fi flick called Saturn III.
Was Farrah Fawcett in Soylent Green?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Why am I thinking it?
He once earned a $50,000 paycheck for saying the only English word at the end of a Japanese TV commercial in the 80s. Coffee.
Oh.
$50,000. Thank you. The helicopter crash in 91, 2 other passengers killed. He was left with a terrible back injury. He did a ton of humanitarian work as well. Received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1981 by Jimmy Carter. And that's, I mean, it goes on and on. But rest in peace, 103 years old. His wife, Anne, who survives him, is 100. Incredible.
Wow.
So here is who America thinks will win at the Oscars. It's a little thing that's happening this Sunday. You might have heard of it. Fandango.com polled its users to determine who they think is going to win. For Best Picture, Fandango audience says it'll be Parasite.
Okay.
20%.
I keep hearing Jojo Rabbit is the hit movie of the...
The only one I'm seeing here is that they think that the Best Supporting Actress will go to... let's see. 28% think the Best Supporting Actress will be Florence Pugh in Little Women, followed by Scarlett Johansson for Jojo Rabbit. 24%. And also Marriage Story has a lot of... Although they're not tops, these are, because Parasite was number one with 20%, followed by 1917 with 19%, Joker with 15%. This is what Fandango users voted for Best Picture. Best Actor, they say it'll be Joaquin Phoenix, 55%. Adam Driver for Marriage Story is down at 20%. Leo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time, 14%. Best Actress, they don't have a percentage here, but they're saying Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. And then Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story. And
did you see Little Women?
I didn't, but I will. I love that story.
Yeah, but doesn't that say something? You were sent it probably for free, and it, you didn't bother to put it on yet.
My problem is that no one wants to watch the movies that I want to watch, and I really don't watch TV by myself.
Oh, boy.
I know. Wow. So I have to, trick them. And then I tricked them into watching that Lighthouse thing, and now my record is ruined.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that freaking Lighthouse. I just don't know when the next time I can take a stand is,
I don't understand your deal at home, but, everybody's got different stuff.
It's me against everybody. I never want to watch what everybody else wants to watch.
I want to watch stuff alone.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. Best Supporting Actor, the Fandango users are saying it's going to be Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
He was excellent.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you go back and watch that
yet?
No,
I didn't.
Jesus.
It's fine. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the movie. It's just boring AF.
It's not, though. That's what I'm trying.
Bryn went back and watched the last hour, and he said it does work.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, okay. You did.
I mean, it's a hard, long watch for a big payoff, though. But it's a long watch. Well, especially I watched it with Sarah in the theater.
Yeah, we had a terrible experience.
No AC. I'm sweating balls.
Was it July? I know. We were sweating. The dude
dripping.
Next to you stunk.
I was dripping sweat.
Okay.
And then we had 2 intermissions. So that was
right,
the reason
we're
why
two,
we
we're
had a
over 2
bad
hours
experience.
Into this thing.
So watching
I'm like,
it
I gotta
at
go.
Home.
Oh, yeah.
At a normal pace where you could pause it and get
go
up
to the
and get some. Right.
And grab
did
some
you,
more pop.
Did it change the whole thing for
entirely.
You?
Entirely.
Right.
Yes.
You
absolutely.
Watch it from the beginning or
no,
you just watch the last hour?
I watched it from
that's
the middle.
That's what I should do. I should just. I don't want to
watch.
Because
I already watched it up to there.
I don't
want to
watch the boring roofing scene.
I like
watch me walking for 15 minutes through the set.
I did enjoy the walking through the sets.
No, Corey.
I liked all of it. It's all good.
I was like, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, Corey is here an hour early. You are very dedicated.
I didn't know we were talking about the Oscars. I thought, this is my subject matter. I would pipe in.
So you heard me start talking about the Oscars and you sped over here?
You know,
all right.
I just like to say, I think the Niners lost, so he wouldn't have to deal. He probably cursed the Niners in the Super Bowl.
So it's my fault now.
But well, yeah, because
it's our fake tattoo.
Because there was nothing fake about it. We were going to get tattoos.
Well, you know what? I think that problem resolved itself nicely. You know,
whose phone is going off? Is that
Corey's
you, Corey?
Phone.
That is not my phone. No, totally not mine. Yeah.
Whose phone that's is somebody, going? Yeah. We got to find that. Yeah. Oh, it's Vinny's
watch,
isn't it?
That's Vinny's watch.
Someone at 458 is calling me.
Yeah, there's no. You don't know anyone. What's if the name doesn't pop up, you don't know them.
What's a 458?
Anyway, let's start back at the beginning then.
Let's start at the beginning.
Fandango
about, yeah,
says
yeah,
that
Oregon.
The best.
Oh, it's Oregon.
Yeah,
it's
do you
Oregon.
Want? Do you want? Oregon. I printed out for you guys the entire all the nominees. Do you want?
Well, I only have a few of the categories here, and I have 1 minute left. So that is great that you.
Well, you
are
did not
so
mention
prepared.
Under Best Actress. You didn't mention Renee Zellweger. I thought she was kind of the maybe not the
oh,
Fandango
and Judy.
Favorite, but
she was the
she's
third.
Been winning a lot of
the
you
third
know,
favorite. Yeah. Do you think she's going to win it?
I think she's going to win it.
Really,
she would be my pick. Yeah.
Well, Fandango says it'll be Saoirse. Third place was Renee for Judy. Yeah. Second,
it'd
was
be great
Scarlett.
If Saoirse won. I think it'd be great if she won.
I think she's a great actress.
She is.
Although I will say that they made the, just from the trailers I've seen, like the guy that she ends up with, he's not that good looking, he's not that great. And they put in Timothy Chalamet, who I'm like, oh my God, marry him immediately. Follow up with him right now. Yeah. Let's have a sex scene in this already.
Yeah.
So who did you like for best actor? They're saying Joaquin.
So best actor, it's a tough one because I think Joaquin's probably got the best shot at actually taking it. I would like to see somebody else, and I'm predicting, my prediction is wild card, you know, going with like Jonathan Pryce from The Two Popes or something sort of unexpected and the kind of like win that would make everyone go.
I didn't even remember that guy was nominated.
Yeah.
You just making up a name right now? Or
no, no.
You sure about that?
Yeah, both him, I believe, and Anthony Hopkins or the two popes were both nominated. So
as lead actors.
That's just a prediction. I mean, because there's also like Antonio Banderas, first ever Oscar nomination.
For what?
For a movie called Pain and Glory.
Oh, never heard of it.
Which is Pedro Almodovar.
Did you see all these movies?
I did not see that one. No.
Did you see pretty much everything, though? That's
almost everything, yeah.
That's good, because you are the movie reviewer.
I did well. But once upon a time, going back to where we started this conversation, my cutting in is that I think that movie, also, I watched it at home. And
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
While it is a sort of, you know, poem, an ode
to
old
Hollywood.
A long-ass
poem. A really long, boring poem.
I think it's a great movie to watch at home. I think it's a great rental, and it does. It sort of has its own pace. But
that's
when you're watching
sure.
a movie at home, you can pause it.
That
you can
and a
take
snail.
Breaks.
I can't sit still for anything. And I sat there and enjoyed all of it. And I know the pacing was slow, but I kind of was lost in the time warp.
It
like
had
there
to be
you
the
are
situation we were
in 1970s California in LA at a time when Hollywood was huge. Well, I mean, it's always been huge, but
it's a moment, it's a time capsule,
right? It's just wonderful. And as here we are, we're radio people, and there he's in the car, and you're hearing the radio that's on in LA at that time, or you're seeing the clothes and
the cars.
The whole thing was cool. I liked it.
Yeah, 10 Oscar nominations for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's got a lot.
Well,
it's going to win.
You know,
it's going to win.
I
some.
Clearly have to give it another chance.
I think Brad Pitt's got it. I think this would be his first win.
And they actually, that's who they picked here. 41% of Fandango users picked Brad Pitt.
That's a fan vote then.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. At 9:15, we do Peak for the Week when Corey Rosen joins us officially. You are reviewing Birds of Prey. That would be the new Harley Quinn movie.
That's correct.
So that's a little piece of fluff you'll be telling us about.
Whoa.
Yeah, and more after the week.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.